Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hello, everybody. It's Tom from the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast here. It's April 2020 as I'm recording this, and no matter when you're listening to it, I don't think there's going to be many people in the world who aren't aware of the current global pandemic that's taking over and changing how everybody's working day to day. And, you know, as a result, I was just been recording some of my other podcasts, and I thought I'm going to throw in a quick little off-the-cuff bonus podcast. So normally, I hope it comes across that the podcasts are well thought out, well researched, to provide you with real evidence-based content to help you in your leadership journeys. This one is not. This one is a little bonus podcast to talk about working from home, the stresses of working from home, and some of the things that I've learned over the last month of working at my home office. And when I say home office, it sounds very grand. What I mean is the camping table that I have set up in my bedroom that has now become my full-time office for the time being. So just thought I'd share with you a few top tips on how I think you can really make the most of working at home and maybe even start to enjoy parts of it. So usually at this point, I'd say, so before we get into the main bulk of it, please do look back at our website where there'll be transcripts, except there won't be for this because, as I said, it's completely off the cuff and you might have to listen back. But there is always still loads of content on the XL Communications website that you can go back and listen to for your leadership development. And actually, learning, developing yourself is a great thing to be doing whilst you're at home, especially if you're finding yourself with a bit more time on your hands than normal, albeit I understand a lot of people won't have more time. If anything, they have less because they're juggling kids and work and all the new things that the coronavirus pandemic has thrown up. So to get into the bulk of the scribbled down notes that I have in front of me of what I think's made a difference in working at home personally. So the first one is having a routine. Now, week one of working at home, plus for me having a one-year-old and a almost four-year-old in the house, week one, I'm not going to lie, was stressful. It was very stressful. We had everyone was a bit unhappy, myself, the boys. We didn't really know what to do with ourselves because it just was chaos. But by the end of the first week, we'd realized that we just had to build in a routine. Now, it's a different routine to what was normal before, but once it was in, our lives became so much simpler and happier and easier. Now, our routine, it also has to have clear boundaries. My wife and I both still working full time and we have the two boys. So we've broken our day down into shifts. Sounds very, very formal. And to be fair, it kind of has to be to work. So we have set times throughout the day where either she's working or I'm working and the other one is spending time doing things with the boys and enjoying ourselves, whether that's, you know, doing some arts and crafts with them or getting down to recording podcasts for work. So my recommendation, build a routine in, have some clear boundaries. When you're working, if you have it as an option, do make sure that you're not disturbed. Have the door shut and say to the kids, you know, if it's urgent, clearly I'm there to help. Otherwise, please do just give me some time. And it's one I've read a lot, but I think it's true. And in that routine, also do build in some normal life things like making sure you get ready in the morning and don't just sit in your pajamas all day, because I think you need those breakups and things to differentiate your day from just one big sort of mash of time. Build in lunch breaks, build in tea breaks to go and see the family that might be doing other things in the house at the same time. And that leads me on to plan your working day. It's probably good to plan your personal points of your day as well. But in the working day, do plan your diary, maybe even more strictly than you would if you were in the office. A few things that I've learned probably the hard way is video calls, although a phenomenal way to communicate with your teams or with your clients or whoever it is that you need to, if you have too much video chat in a day, you will be brain dead by the end of it. So break your meetings up. Make sure you plan good gaps in between video sessions or even telephone sessions. And if you can't fit everything in on one day, you might have to push it out and spread it throughout the week. So break up all those big blocks of video chat and try and keep them as concise as possible. As I mentioned before, in that plan, regular breaks, I find it so much more of an unconscious choice to sit in my chair and not move for hours on end when I'm working at home, when I'm in the zone. And I'm probably in a bit of a rush because I know I haven't got as much time as usual. But what you don't want to do is be sitting there after 3 hours, haven't moved a muscle, your back's aching, and the family are wondering whether you're still alive in your office. So get up, you know, every 45 minutes or an hour, go make a cup of tea, have a drink of water. Staying hydrated is very important because you can also forget to drink. So a few little things. They're all pretty straightforward, but I hope they're out there, that they will help you in making the most of your time at home. The next one, again, something I've probably learned the hard way, is if you can, and I appreciate it's not possible in all parts of the world at the moment, but if you can, get out of the house. In the UK at the moment, we're advised to go out once a day for maybe an hour of exercise. Don't let the drum of being at home stop you from doing that. Get out into nature. It's so important for your well-being, to regulate your body. Your body runs on the rhythms of sunlight and when there's no sunlight. And just listening to the birds and seeing the trees move can really make your mental well-being improve. I do think one of the great things about the current situation is without as many cars on the roads or aeroplanes in the sky, the bird song is so much louder, and you can get out. And if you can get out with the people that you live with, even better. The next one I've written down on my scribble notes is don't overthink the conversations, the chats you're having with your colleagues. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I found when I work at home in inverted commas back in normal times is that you didn't just pick up the phone or set up a video chat for the kind of quick conversation to have in the office. Now, I think maintaining a level of informal conversation is very important when you're working at home for a sustained period of time. So what I mean is, if you would usually ask Karen in the office a question, don't put it into an email, or don't think of an entire meeting plan to put together to ask her that question. Just pick up the phone, and if she doesn't answer, then fine. That's her choice to manage her time like that. It is often a good thing to turn off from phones, but do just keep chats going with colleagues. The next one, and these are in no particular order, I know I'm going a bit all over the place, is back to some video chat or video meetings conversation. And I think one thing that we've all have to relax to is how formal and maybe professional our video chats are. You know, pretty much everyone in the world is in some form of lockdown at the moment. So if you're on that call with a client and your kid runs in like you're in that BBC, that famous BBC clip where his children run in the background, don't stress. Invite them over. Get them to say hi to the client. Just relax. Go with the flow. I'm not saying turn up again in your pajamas to a client call. You do need to be professional, but it doesn't have to be suit and tie and worrying about everything that's going on. You can't control all those external factors. If anything, it can be quite nice. I was on a video chat with a client earlier today. After about half an hour, I could hear some kids playing in the background, which I thought was nice. And then he turned around and it was actually his six-month-old baby playing on the bed behind him. And I said, yeah, get her involved. And she sat there and gave a nice break to the meeting. And she was also incredibly cute. So it was a nice way to keep the meeting going. And I think my last point, and I would argue the most important, is don't dwell on the bad. Embrace all the amazing things, the amazing opportunities that we're getting from the situation we've been forced into. Yes, there's a lot of negative stuff going on in the world, and my thoughts and feelings go out to anyone that's being affected really badly by this situation, because there's a lot of people out there. But my point here is focus on that good stuff. You know, I get to take my two children out across the field every single day, and that's something I wouldn't normally be able to do because I'd be in the office and I wouldn't get home for another few hours. So embrace that. Embrace the fact that it's a bit quieter out there without all the cars on the roads. Embrace being with your loved ones, whether it's wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever it might be. Talk to your family more. You know, I speak to my grandparents almost every day at the moment, which is something I didn't do before. And these are all really great things that are happening because of the unfortunate situation we're in. So, as I said, a little bit off the cuff, that one. And I hope it maybe brings a smile to your face because you've experienced some of the same things, or maybe gives you some tips you hadn't thought of. But I hope you enjoyed. And I do hope that you're all well, staying safe, managing your mental well-being when you're at home, and prospering in these challenging times so that we come out the other side stronger. Cheers. Bye-bye.